And it's time for our Staying Safe segment. We do this every month or so, and we want to keep you safe. And today, it's all about, well, let's tell our guest what it's all about. We have our guest today is, he's Gary Kerner. I want to get this right, Gary, because I should really write it phonetically. Gary Kerner from Operation Lifesaver. He's the state coordinator. And we also have our good buddy in here, Tom Ditter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. So let's talk about that, Operation Lifesaver. So this is about railroad crossings, huh?
Operation Lifesaver is a nonprofit organization where we go out and talk to the community, educate them about being safer at railroad crossings and the hazards of trespassing on railroad property.
Now, I'm going to talk some later on about my railroad crossing because I grew up near the Long Island Railroad. Busy commuter railroad. They also had freight trains on there. They weren't as common as the Long Island Railroad trains that zip by at a million miles an hour. And also subway trains I grew up going to and so forth. But here, when you grow up outside the big city, you got a lot of freight trains coming by. Yes. And they're not electrified tracks. I grew up at electrified tracks, where if you touch that third rail, you touch it, you don't know you touched it. It's all over that quickly. But here, it's a little different. Let's talk about some of the things on the Staying Safe poster here. And you would think that this is common, and I'm just as guilty as anybody else. You cross where you're supposed to cross at railroad crossings. Now, we're talking cars and pedestrians.
Correct. You're supposed to cross where there is a designated area, such as where the road crosses the tracks, okay? That's considered a designated area. There are areas out for just pedestrians as well that you can cross the tracks, but you're only supposed to cross at those areas because otherwise you're actually trespassing on railroad property, and that's illegal, and you can be fined in the state of Wisconsin.
Now, some of the railroad crossings are really bad when you're trying to ride your car over them, and I talked to some of the people responsible, like the people in the politicians in town, and they said, that's the railroad's property. We can just suggest to them to fix it, but if they don't want to fix it, they don't fix it, and some of them are really bad. You take your car is just rocking all over the place going, sometimes they fix them, sometimes they don't. But there's no way to order them to do it, is it?
There is. What you can do is get a hold of the Commissioner of the Railroads in the state of Wisconsin, the OCR, and you can actually file a complaint with them. And then they will actually go out and investigate the crossing, see what it looks like. And if they feel it's justified that it needs to be taken care of, they will actually get a hold of the railroad company that owns that crossing and force them to repair that crossing.
Now, you don't live down here, but on Spring Street, some of those railroad crossings are really hazardous to your car, and I don't see anybody fixing them.
Then I would say get a hold of, it's a state agency. Yeah. It's called the Commissioner of Railroads in the state of Wisconsin. Get a hold of them, file a complaint with them, and they will work on it.
Only cross railroad tracks at designated crossings. I am very guilty of not doing that. When I was growing up going to school, the Long End Railroad's got the third rail, which is, people don't know, that's an electrified rail. That's how the trains run. They run on electricity. And it's an electrified rail. Touch it and it's all over. I mean, you can't even get near that. They had a piece of wood on top of it. And going to high school, it was either that or walk down a half mile and a half mile back, and the kids didn't do it. We just jumped over it. Yeah, I used to stand on the wood and jump off because I didn't want to take a chance of tripping. But I can't believe my mother let me do that. I don't know how she let me jump that third rail, unless she didn't know. And I mean, I thought she would. All the kids did it. And only one kid missed it one time, Joe Cicino. He missed it, and he tripped on the third rail, and it was all over.
You know, the thing is there's a lot of us that can tell stories like that. Yeah. But the thing is what we don't realize is that freight train is traveling at 60 miles an hour, and it can take over a mile for that train to stop. So if the engineer is on the train, you know, he's coming down, he's doing his due diligence of watching what's going on in front of him stuff. He sees somebody in front of him. He does not have a time to stop that train. It's not going to stop. So if you trip, fall, or something on that track or on a rail, it's going to be too late. You're not going to make it.
And the commuter trains go even faster because we have the Long Island Railroad, and those things were zipping along at a high speed. Like that was where they can stop on time. Never. Go ahead. We can say something.
No, I'm just going to say, yeah, Amtrak does 80. So yeah, they're moving.
Never walk, run, play, or take pictures on the railroad right-of-way. If you're on or near the tracks, you're trespassing on private property and breaking the law. A couple of years ago, they had the big boy locomotive come by.
Yes.
And that was on Airline Road, I think somewhere around there. And all these pictures standing right, people taking pictures right next to the train coming by. Even the police were there taking pictures of this big boy locomotive coming by. A rare occasion. It didn't go that fast either. They really slowed down so people can take pictures and so forth. But other than that, you know, when an event like that happens, I mean, you shouldn't stay near the tracks. First of all, they have the, what do they call it? The gravel. That can be kicked up and that thing hits you at a high speed. It's all over for you. And you never know what trains can kick up when they come by.
No, you don't. And the thing is, freight trains are hauling all different types of product and stuff like that. Things can fall off of them. There's can be stuff loose on them. I mean, we've all gotten the towel fights at home, you know, with the wet towel doing dishes and stuff, and you get snapped by that. It stings. Imagine if you got hit by a strap or something that was loose on a flat car or something as it went by doing 60 miles an hour. It's not going to sting. It's going to actually cut you. It's going to hurt.
We didn't snap towels in my house.
Oh, you didn't?
No, we didn't do anything like that. We were good kids,
my brother. That's a Midwest thing, I think.
Yeah, we were good kids. We didn't do that kind of stuff. What are you talking about? I understand what you mean, though. Even kicking something up, like a piece of gravel, and that hits you at high speed, it's
well, you think about the other thing that we used to do, put pennies on the track to get them squished, okay, to see what it looks like. As time progresses, everything, you know, advances, and now the design of the wheel on the rail is such that there's very little bit of it touching the rail. So now if you put that penny on, it can squish and actually shoot back at you. So now that's coming back at you like a bullet. So now you're going to cause more damage.
Did you do that?
What, put pennies on the track? No, I would never do that.
I never did it. I know people that did, though, yeah. But I wouldn't do that. My mother raised me right. Of course, you're trespassing on private property and breaking the law when you go on the tracks because, you know, when I was talking to one of our county board supervisors, Melissa Caprillion, she said, well, that's railroad property, those crossings. You know, we don't control that. We could talk to them and tell them to fix it up, but it's the railroad that makes the final decision on what they're going to do with those crossings. I didn't realize that. I thought the county owns those crossings, but no.
No. It's all railroad property. Usually the tip, I say rule of the thumb is that 25 feet on each side of the rails is railroad property. So they own roughly 50 feet of right away through the, where the rail runs. The other thing, I don't know if you realized, but every major, what they call class one railroads, the large railroads have their own police force. So here in the state of Wisconsin, Canadian National is one of our biggest users of rail, and they have 5 police officers that patrol their area. Then you have 2 from Union Pacific. You have 2 from Canadian Pacific, Kansas City. You have 1 from Amtrak. You have Burlington Northern Santa Fe. You've got 2 from them. So we got multiple law enforcement's actually coming out, watching the tracks, verifying that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, nobody's stealing anything off the trains and stuff like that. But they have the same authority that a federal marshal does. So they can write a ticket, they can fine you, they can take you to court, the whole bit. So, I mean, they're out there patrolling their railroads to make sure that they stay safe.
Talking about train crossings today, Operation Lifesaver. State Coordinator Gary Kerner is here, and Tom Nitter from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission is our once-a-month get-together here. We're talking about how to stay safe on the railroad tracks and so forth. Whoa. Some of the stuff is pretty common, but I noticed that, you know, common sense isn't that common to people. One of them, don't stand on the tracks. Trains are quieter, move faster than you think. And another thing I found that when the gates are down and when a train goes by, wait till they go up because the train could be coming in the other direction. And that's how they get you a lot.
And
you don't see them coming.
You know, good telltale sign on that is if you look at the crossbuck, that's the sign right at the crossing. If you look at it, it might have a 2 underneath it. It says 2 rails. It means there's 2 separate rails so the train can come in 2 different directions. And you should wait until that gate is back up, the lights stop flashing, before you cross the tracks. Because like we have said, It takes a long time for a train to stop. It can't stop quickly.
Especially a freight train.
Yes. You got all that weight behind it. If, okay, you didn't snap the towel, but how about stepping on a pop can? You must have done that.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
Okay. The same force that you put on that pop can is the same force a freight train is going to put on a car when it hits it. So you think about what you do with that pop can, how you crush it and it becomes nothing. That's the same thing a freight train can do to a car. So that's why we're trying to get out and really stress being safe around railroad tracks, because there is no second chance.
And don't I know it? I've lost a few friends on the railroad tracks, and some of them on bicycles. They thought they could beat the train, or that first train that comes by, they don't realize there's a second train on the other side of the tracks, and you only get one shot at it. It's yeah. pretty dangerous. Motorcycles, too. I remember when I was a kid, there were pieces of motorcycle all over the place, and all kids grabbing the pieces. Motorcycle guy said, I don't have to wait, and the train came the other direction. He didn't see it, and they're really fast. The Long Island Railroad trains, they commuter trains. And then when they hit you, you don't know it. It's just, it's done. Yeah. So that's kind of sad. Never stand on the tracks. Trains are quieter and moving faster than you think. You see in all the old movies with the people putting their ears to the track to hear the trains coming. I hope they don't do that anymore.
Well, you think about it. Again, back then, the tracks were just, I'll say, bolted together. They're now welded. So it's a solid piece of track, so you don't hear that clickety clack on the wheels because you're not going over a crack where they were bolted together. It's a solid rail, so it is a lot quieter. And the other thing is a lot of people now put their headphones on, earbuds in, and stuff like that.
Can't hear anything.
Can't hear nothing. Now that train's coming in, they're just walking down the tracks, minding their own business. They're never going to hear that train come.
Never walk, run, play, or take pictures on the railroad right of way. If you are on or near the tracks, you're trespassing on private property and breaking the law. A couple of years ago, the big boy train came by, which is a big locomotive. I mean, it's huge. And this was on Airline Road. You know what that is, Tom?
Sure.
Airline Road. And all sides of the tracks crowded with people taking pictures. Police were there taking. Everybody's taking pictures of the big boy locomotive. And it went slow enough. But that's about the only time I ever saw crowds near a moving train. Because you got one shot of this big boy train. Then it was moving on. I can't believe the size of those locomotives.
They're huge. They're big. I mean, just the weight alone of the engine is enough, but you've got all the weight of the freight behind it pushing that engine as well. It's not going to go nowhere. I'm saying it's traveling along. That car gets in front of it. There's nothing to be said.
Never run, walk, play, or take pictures on the railroad right of way like I was doing. If you're on or near the track, you're trespassing. We mentioned never attempt to outrun an approaching train. You will not win. Never stand on the tracks. Trains are quieter and move faster than you think. For more safety tips, visit Operation Lifesaver. And that would be, what is it, OLI.org, right?
Correct.
Okay. OLI.org. Grade crossing safety tips. Now, where I grew up, there were always, the gates came down, lights blinked, and the bells rang. But I noticed when I was traveling down south and through the country, we did a road trip, a lot of these railroad crossings just have a sign that says railroad crossing. There's no lights, there's no noise, there's nothing. You just have to listen and hope for the best. That's kind of dangerous.
Well, the thing is you think about this, there is a warning for you. We've all seen it. It's the round yellow sign that has two R's on it, R, and it's an advanced warning sign. That is an approaching, it's before you approach the crossing. So that lets you know that, hey, I need to slow down, I need to prepare to stop because I'm coming to a train crossing. The other thing is, just like in a school bus, you turn the radio down, you turn or drop the windows or something so you can hear if that train horn is coming so that you can hear things, the warning signs that are out there to let you know. The other thing is there's a lot of these crossings that do have lights, gates, and stuff on them. There's also this blue ENS sign. It's emergency notification sign.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because I just found out about these signs the other day. I went to, took a bit of a road trip. We went up to Coloma, Wisconsin this past weekend. And coming back, we went through North Freedom and they have the old train there you can take a ride on. It doesn't go far. It's about an hour, half hour each direction, but it's really interesting. And they pointed out these blue signs. You have one here in the studio. And it I never noticed them, but they're there everywhere you go. It says a report problem or emergency. They give you the number, and they give you the actual, that number at the bottom is the actual train crossing number.
Correct. Yeah. What it is the number on here is the 1-800 number, and that's for the railroad that owns that crossing. The number right below it is called the DOT number, and it's actually the address of that railroad crossing. There's not one, I say every railroad crossing in the United States has its own designated number. So no matter where you are, you call the 1-800, you give them the DOT number, they know exactly what crossing you're at, and they can take care of it, such as we were talking earlier, you know, the gates and stuff, or lights, maybe you come there and the gates are down and there aren't a train, you've waited 5 minutes and a train hasn't came, call the 1-800 number. Tell the
railroad. Don't go between the gates.
No.
A lot of people do that.
Do not go around the gates.
Go to YouTube. You'll see what happened to the cars and trucks that went around the gates.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Or if the lights aren't working or something like that, use this number. The other thing, too, is a lot of people don't realize, you know, you're talking about the crossings where there aren't the lights and gates, and you come up to it, and maybe the trees and stuff have really grown that you can't see down the tracks, that you're almost crossing the railroad tracks before you even can see if a train's coming or not. That's another area. Call the 1-800 number. Tell the railroad, hey, I can't see if your train's coming. Clean up this area so we can see. Use that number. The other thing is if your car gets stuck on the tracks, okay, you call the 1-800 number, and then you call 911. The reason I'm telling you to call the 1-800 number first is because there's a chance that we can actually stop the train before it comes and hits that car. So if you let them know, hey, I'm at this crossing, my car stalled on the crossing, the dispatch will get out to the trains right away. If you call 911, then the 911 dispatcher has to call the dispatcher for the train, and then the train has to be called. So let's skip the middleman. Let's just call the 1-800 number.
And remember, you couldn't do this 20, 30 years ago because people didn't have cell phones.
Correct.
There was no way to make that call. Where'd you swipe that sign from? He has one here in the studio. Which railroad crossing doesn't have the sign today?
No, it does have a sign. They have extra signs. Okay. This one that I got from one of the railroad officers to use as educational. And that's kind of, it's one of those things that they want you to do. Is they want to educate as many people as we can about these signs. Because it is very useful.
I picture some railroad crossing and the person, where do I call? They told me there's going to be a sign here. The sign's not here. Where's the sign? Well, Gary took the sign. He will have it back in a couple of weeks. And this morning it's Staying Safe, our monthly get-together. And from Operation Lifesaver, State Coordinator Gary Kerner is here. And also from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission is Tom Nitter. And we're talking about railroad safety. And if you're looking to see how many cars and trucks get run over by trains on the tracks, go on YouTube. There are plenty of them on there. And they're frightening to see when a train hits. Like, I saw one with a car carrier, you know, the car carriers they have, and cars flying everywhere. A train goes through at full speed. They can't stop on a dime. And unless you notify them, sometimes they can't stop way down the tracks, but they can be notified way in advance.
Correct.
And trains, freight trains don't come by every 15 minutes like a subway train. It can be hours before one comes by, so you have plenty of time to notify them.
Well, the thing is we always say a train can come in at any time in any direction.
Right.
So the thing is freight trains don't have schedules, okay? They're only going by when their customer needs them and stuff like that, so it could be. One day you see one come at 3, the next day it could be at 4. You don't know.
And I know when I'm coming to work, and usually they don't happen at 5 o'clock in the morning. Every once in a while there's a rare one where I got to park the car and wait for 100 cars to go by. And it seems like when they see me at the crossing, they go slower. Just seems like that. I could be wrong, but they get slower. The best feeling is when you're at the tracks and an Amtrak train comes by with 6 cars on it, zooming at 80 miles an hour. Yes, it's going to be over in just a second here. All right, let's talk about some other things on the list here. You gave me your list, which looks much better than the list I had here. Always report emergencies at railroad crossings or on the tracks. Call 911. And also, you brought the blue sign in that said every railroad crossing.
Every railroad crossing.
It's got the 800 States. Number, and this one's for the Canadian National Trains.
Correct.
And you give them the DOT number, and that is the number of the railroad crossing, and they'll know immediately which crossing it is.
That is correct.
Yeah. let's see, always slow down, stop your vehicle prior to the tracks when lights begin to flash. Now, you think that would be common knowledge, but it's not. People say, oh, the gates aren't down. I can beat the gates. Why you would take a chance on beating the gates? What if your car gets stuck? And it can happen. Cars get stuck. You accelerate. Oh, just flooded the engine. Then what do? I mean, try pushing it off the tracks. You think it's hard pushing a car on a flat road. Try pushing it over the tracks. So that's kind of stupid. Don't do that. Never drive or walk around lowered gate crossings. We talked about this. I lost a lot of friends. They were on bikes, and they decided one train went by. I can go now. Another train was coming in the other direction. And, yeah, you hear the whistle blowing, but you think it's the train that just went by. And generally, they don't toot the whistle after they go through the crossing.
No, they don't.
It's usually before. Never attempt to outrun an approaching train. You see this, I see it in movies a lot. I don't see it in person, where they're driving alongside the train. They try to get over the tracks before the train comes. In the movies, they always make it.
Well, that's movies.
Yeah, I know. Did you ever see the movie The Greatest, The Greatest Show on Earth, the old Cecil B. DeMille movie? And there's a scene where the train gets hit. It was a circus train and hits the car on the tracks. Whoa. But they did it on purpose. They wanted to stop the train, and the guy's like an idiot driving on the tracks. The car goes flying through the air. Never stop your vehicle on a grade crossing waiting for traffic to move. Man, this stuff is all common knowledge.
It is, but a lot of times we have a crossing up in Appleton that it tells you there's only 35 feet between the stop line and the railroad crossing, but people try to sneak their car in there, get it in there, and the train overhangs the rail by 3 feet on each side. So if you're just past the rail, you got to be past it by more than 3 feet. Otherwise, the train is still going to clip you.
And those trains can't stop on a dime. It's not like a car they put on the brakes. They're slow.
Yes.
Especially the freight trains. You've got a locomotive with, 100 cars behind you pushing?
Yep.
Now, they have brakes on there on those freight trains, but you have to physically do the brakes on the cars, freight cars.
There's air brakes all the way through the train.
Oh, is there now?
Yeah. Okay. But the thing is you still got all that weight, all that tonnage pushing. I mean, as soon as that engineer puts the train into what they call emergency braking, emergency stopping, it's still going to take that train more than a mile to stop. It's just physics. You know, you got so much weight, and it takes so much for it to stop.
Here's another problem. There's a red light after the tracks, and you cross the tracks, and the red light's red, and now the gates are coming down, and you're stuck on the tracks because you didn't wait before the... Don't wait on the tracks for the red light to change. You know, correct. You see that great at crossings, there's a red light for traffic just a few feet after the... Why would you want to wait on the tracks?
The other thing is the gates are what they call breakaway gates. So something like that would happen where you're stopped and the gates come down and you feel you're trapped. Just go forward. Go through the gates. Break the gates. Get out of the way. We'd rather have you safe than not. You know, so it's not something that you want to do, but definitely don't get hit by that train.
And again, common knowledge, but common sense is not common. Never begin to drive across the tracks unless you think you can get across the tracks altogether. And that's like that red light.
Yes.
You'll see cars stop there and you'll say, oh, I can squeeze in there. If you think you can squeeze in, you can't squeeze in if there's a debate on it. Always call the emergency notification system. Is that number on there?
That's the blue sign.
That's the blue sign. 24 hours a day to report problems or obstructions at the crossing. Look for the number of the blue sign near the crossing or on the crossbuck. You know, and I'm telling you, before this past weekend when we went to North Freedom on that short train up there, it's just a train for tourists to go back and forth. I never noticed that blue sign before, and he was pointing it out on the tracks. How come I never noticed it? Now I'm going to look for it every time I cross the tracks. And who knew that thing was on there? Again, it's got the railroad, whatever railroad uses. This one's the Canadian National Railroad. It's got the 800 number on it. And then it's got a DOT number, which is the number of the crossing. So get it right.
Yes.
And they can actually call the train and have the train stop if it's nearby. So that's the best bet to do. Before we had cell phones, didn't work.
Yeah.
There was no way to do it. No way to stop those trains. You know, you had to call somebody to call the train. And you didn't have a cell phone with you. You couldn't do it.
Just one real quick thing here. The month of September, we kind of use as Rail Safety Month. September 21st is the start of C-Tracks Think Trains Week. It's for the whole North America. Actually, Operation Lifesaver here in the United States, Canada, and Mexico celebrate or, how you say, promote rail safety during that week, September 21st through the 27th. And I will be going across the state of Wisconsin, doing a lot of education, talking to a lot of different groups of people and stuff, trying to get this safety message out there to everybody.
Always remember, a train can take a mile or more to stop, especially those freight trains.
Correct.
And I've seen the Long Island Railroad trains. They stop pretty quick. There's only like, you know, four cars. Even the Amtrak trains always have like just a couple of cars on it. But those freight trains, whew. Remember, trains overhang the tracks at least, say, 15 feet away. Wow. You know, I think about all the stupid things I did as a kid because you don't know any better.
Yeah.
I mean, you're stupid. You think, I'm not going to get hurt. But one name always stands out, Dickey Fernandez. He was on a bicycle. He was like the bully of the street, always picking on kids. He was a little older, bigger than us, not a big bully. Running his train, he stopped at the train tracks, they said, and when one train came by, took his bike across, and boom, didn't know what hit him. And I didn't see it, but the people that were there said the bicycle just flew through the air and just landed on the tracks up ahead, and their train ran over the bike again, and he was long gone. It was that fast. Dickey Fernandez. Whoa, you never forget those things. All right. Learn more about railroad safety at wisconsindot.gov/pages/safety/education. There's a whole bunch of slashes on there. The best thing to do is go to Staying Safe and put on there. Well, go to Racine County Staying Safe, and you'll see all the list of programs we've done over the past several months. Train Safety will be the last one on their Operation, what we call it again? Operation Staying Safe. What was it?
Operation Lifesaver.
Operation Lifesaver. And what you do is you go on that list, and you'll see all the places you can text and write. And again, that's go to Staying Safe and Operation
Lifesaver.
If I don't have it in front of me, I can't
poster,
remember.
The last poster.
The last poster on the list there. You'll see it on there. Yeah. So Racine County, Staying Safe. Google that, and you'll get all this information. Thank you guys for coming in. Is there anything we missed about Staying Safe this morning?
No, just remember, trains can stop, just not quick.
And, you know, a car has never won in the contest.
Never.
Never on record where cars, the train hit the car and the train was sorry. I mean, it always wins. And trains aren't going away. They've been around for, since the 1800s, and they're still going strong. Well, those locomotives.
I think that might have been the first traffic sign was actually the crossbuck.
Was it really?
Railroad crossings.
Yeah. And don't forget, if you go into rural areas, they don't have the lights and the gates coming down. This is just a sign that says, you know, open your eyes and ears and listen for the train coming by. And I've been through some of those crossings doing road trips across America.
Sure. And keep in mind, as a motorist, you know, there are some vehicles that are required to stop. Certainly school buses.
School buses always stop, whether the gates are down or not.
Municipal buses gasoline tankers, anything with fuel on it, those are required to stop at a road crossing. So just be aware of that as a motorist. You know, the vehicle in front of you may be required to stop, and you don't want to rear end them.
Case for those crummy railroad track crossings, we call the railroad commissioner in Madison, right?
Correct.
And we say, you said to call?
Yeah, I don't care.
Gary said, I better call you to get this taken care of right away. And he's not a happy man. I was with him.
Okay. And he said, call collect.
He said,
I think they got a 1-800 number.
But he still said, call collect. Gary, thank you much for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right. Gary Kerner is here. He is the state coordinator for Operation Lifesaver. I asked you what it was. It's written right in front of my face here. That's why DJs. Dime a dozen. We can't think. It's right in front of my face. And from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, Tom Nitter is here as well. Thank you, Tom, for setting this up.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming down from Appleton for this.
Not a problem.
It's a nice day anyway.
Yes, it was a beautiful drive.
Notice we didn't ask you to come down during a snowstorm.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Thank you very much. And your wife is here.
Yes.
She's sitting at the line. What's her first name?
Penny.
Penny. Penny is here, too. That's another thing. Don't put pennies on the tracks to squish them.
There you go.
All the kids did. I never did it. But I remember, you look at the penny, it's like 10 times the size now. Our train ran over it because that penny can have gone flying. And
like I said, they've changed the design of the wheels and stuff. So, now it's not as much.
Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah.
And if you missed any of this, we're going to podcast it. So you can get it at WRJN.com, wherever you get your podcasts.